and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't.
Her Excellency Dame Susan Duggan, GCMG OBE, Governor General of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, said the nation is now poorer as a result of the passing of the late Sir James Fitzalan Mitchell, who dedicated his life to national and regional development. The Governor General expressed condolences to the family and friends of the late Sir James Fitzalan Mitchell.
I am deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Sir James Fitzalan Mitchell, former Premier and Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. His passing is a devastating blow to the nation, because even after retirement from active public service, Sir James remained involved and caring about the welfare of Vincentian. Our nation is so much poorer for having lost Sir James. His was always a welcome voice whenever opinions were sought on pressing national issues. The clarity and forthrightness of his opinion were always welcome additions to national debate. We cannot overemphasize the contribution of Sir James to national and regional development, since he dedicated his life to public service as agronomist, Minister of Agriculture, Premier, and Prime Minister. He would leave an indelible mark as an accomplished statesman, businessman, and author. History will record initiatives taken by him to improve both the physical and economic landscape of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. While the entire nation mourns the loss of Sir James, there is no doubt that the people of the Grenadines, for whom he held a deep and abiding love, will miss him in a special way. To his immediate family, my family and I wish to extend sincere condolences on the passing of Sir James Mitchell. Our thoughts and prayers are with them at this time of unimaginable grief. May God bless Sir James with eternal peace.
Her Excellency Dame Susan Duggan, GCMG OBE, Governor General of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Ralph Gonsalves said it is a time of national sadness as we celebrate the life and work of Sir James Mitchell.
It's a time of great sadness. It's national sadness, whether you supported Sir James and the NDP or not. You know, in death, we're all one, because that is the road that each of us has to travel. And disputations cease, and we bind together as a nation to celebrate his life and his work and thank God for the time that he was granted unto us to make his contribution.
And Dr. Gonzalez said he gave instructions for the national flag to be flown at half-mast at home and at the SVG consulates abroad.
I spoke to the deputy, the acting commissioner, the deputy Frankie Joseph, and advised him to have our national flag flown at half-mast for 3 days, beginning yesterday, and for that to be done on the day of the funeral. I immediately also contacted the OECS Secretary General, and from my conversation with Dr. Jules, that they would be doing a similar thing at the OECS headquarters. And I then spoke to the Secretary General of CARICOM, Dr. Carla Barnett, and she also, I recommended that they would do the same thing, and that is being done. Immediately gave instructions to all our missions overseas to follow the same pattern in respect of the flying of our national flag yesterday, today, tomorrow, and then on the day of the funeral.
Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Ralph Gonsalves. Sir James served this country as Prime Minister from 1984 to 2000 and as Premier from 1972 to 1974. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.
Need to find a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be.